Draw me a picture depicting all the 39 books of the Old Testament. These were the instructions of Dr. Walter Kaiser, my lecturer in Old Testament theology at Trinity Western University. How could I do that? A picture of all the books of the Old Testament. Then a verse came to me. It was 2 Peter 1:21. For the prophecy came not in old time by the will of man, but holy men of God spoke as they were moved by the Holy Spirit. As I read that verse, a picture came to me of my early childhood when I was visiting on my uncle's farm. It was a very significant afternoon for me, so let me just tell you the story. After lunch one day, my uncle said to us children, "Come with me, I want to take you to the windmill." We went up to the windmill, sat in the long grass, and my uncle climbed the ladder of the large windmill and turned the face of the windmill towards Table Mountain, which is a landmark in Natal. I'll never forget what happened that day. As we sat and watched, the clouds began to form, a gentle breeze began to blow, and then the wind came. And as the wind began to blow, those large blades began to turn on the windmill. The shaft moved up and down, and then water began to pour into the reservoir. The reservoir began to fill, and then water flowed from there to the house, to the gardens, and to the dam. It was an incredible experience watching that event. I'll never forget that story because I drew a picture that day of a windmill with all 39 blades of the windmill representing the 39 books of the Old Testament. Just as the wind drives that windmill, takes the blades and turns them and brings water from under the earth, waters the gardens, the house, the dam, so it is that the Spirit of God can blow into our lives and move within us and bring life. Water is life, and it's the wind of the Holy Spirit that gives life to you and me. There is a beautiful national anthem in South Africa. It's called Nkosi Sikelela Afrika. That anthem is taken from an original piece of writing by one of the great original writers of that lovely hymn. It was called Nkosi Sikelela. And in that hymn are those words, Wozamoya. They mention three times, Wozamoya, 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 which means come, Holy Spirit. Wow, wouldn't it be wonderful if they were included in today's version of the national anthem of South Africa? Those words are significant to me, because the Bible is a book which brings life. And it's only the breath of the Holy Spirit, is what we would call inspiration of Scripture, the God-breathed Word of God, that brings life. You and I are like windmills. We are the people who can catch the breath of God and take that life of God and bring it like a windmill brings life to the gardens by bringing water, so we can bring the Spirit of God into the world. Today is a great day to rejoice and to be happy and to say, come, Holy Spirit, and take my life. Speak through me as you spoke through every single one of those prophets in the Old Testament. God can give you words of life. Speak life today. Thank you for listening to this podcast. Amen.